This is the Composer's Datebook for November 6th. I'm John Burge. The saxophone, whose flashing serpentine figure is now virtually synonymous with jazz clubs and wind bands, was the brainchild of woodwind craftsman Adolf Sax, born in Belgium on this date in 1814 to a family of prominent instrument makers. Sax moved to Paris in his late 20s, where he proved himself a restless and prolific inventor of new instruments. Yet only a few of these lived on, of which the saxophone is by far the most popular. John Philip Sousa's band gave many audiences in this country their first taste of the saxophone, and its important role in jazz can hardly be overestimated. That's a development that neither Sax nor Sousa could have foreseen. In the symphonic repertory, saxophones are still just occasional visitors to the concert hall. But in the world of chamber music, saxophone quartets have become quite popular. In America alone, there are dozens of professional saxophone quartets who commission and perform new works. Take, for example, the Quartet for Saxophones by Canadian composer Anita A.D. Perry, a work written for the Amherst Saxophone Quartet of Buffalo, New York. The Amherst Quartet has a 20-year history of commissioning and performing new music and has made a number of recordings, including one of Perry's quartet. Composer's Datebook is supported by T. Rowe Price, offering a strategic investing approach that examines investment opportunities firsthand. Institutions, advisors, employers, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price. T. Rowe Price. Invest with confidence. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.